all I want to make sure I say this the right way, as you know, last week we were getting over the David Fry amazing home run, the amazing moments, getting ready for game four, then game five, and now it's all over, and we get ready for game one of the World Series. Whereas I guess I'll play this audio. Aaron Judge was asked about Shohei Ohtani. Guess what? Aaron Judge thinks Shohei Ohtani's a special player.
Ooh, hits nice. For average, hits for power, the speed. You know, doing what he did this year with the 50 stolen bases, it got talked about a lot, but I don't think it got talked about enough. Impressive athlete, you know, the best player in the game, and you know, what an ambassador for this sport.
Great. He's just bigger, younger Derek Jeter. Nothing interesting to say whatsoever. Here's Dave Roberts asked, now this is actually interesting, asked if, well, I'm getting to a point here, folks.
Sounds like
yeah, hold on. Dave Roberts, manager of the, do people know that Dave Roberts is the manager of the Dodgers?
2 second trivia. We just asked the question.
And people did not know it. He was asked if Ohtani could pitch in this World Series.
It's my turn to ask the annoying question. Is there any possibility of Shohei Ohtani pitching for you in the World Series?
There is no possibility of that. None whatsoever. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
He should just lie. Why wouldn't he just lie? That might be a lie.
There's always a possibility.
Gave him more of an answer than James Franklin would be willing to give to yesterday. So anyway, that was ridiculous. Did you see that?
It was totally ridiculous.
Like, you made it 10 times worse.
I know.
Just say something on the mic, say you can't speak on that issue right now, and you're going to let the process play out. Instead of the stupid histrionics that he went through. But, you know, James Franklin is very good at making things crazy. Anywho, Owen said this yesterday during the podcast, the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies. You had brought up to Owen that you are pulling for the Yankees, not rooting, pulling for the Yankees to win.
It was just if I what team I wanted to win over the other, it's the Yankees.
You want the Yankees to win?
I don't want anybody to win. I want one of those scenarios where they just cancel baseball.
No,
right?
I want baseball.
Honestly, I'm not going to say I'm rooting for them at all. I just think it helps the Guardians look. It helps me look at the Guardians season and go, okay, we're okay right now if the Yankees win it, because it gives me the option of saying the Guardians are still one of the top three teams in baseball right now. They lost to the world champions.
Yeah.
The Yankees really came out, and I thought we had so many opportunities in that series to win that and be playing tonight in the World Series that they blew those things just pitching to the wrong guys at the wrong time. And on the other hand, if the Dodgers won it, then I'd go, who knows? When you put the NL teams and the AL teams together, Guardians are still back there, and you know, they're a top 10 team, but they're not a top 5 team. So just for my own well-being, mental well-being, I kind of need the Yankees to win.
I just want the Dodgers to win. I think it helps my mental well-being if the Dodgers win.
I don't know. Either team.
Even though they have by far the more expensive payroll, right? Especially if you look at the future amount that's allocated, the way they worked everything. Like, they backloaded everything.
Yeah, they didn't front load the contract. They backloaded
it. If, like, the Padres got in somehow, I could have been like, okay, rooting for the Padres.
Like, the Yankees don't have a fraction. The way they're running the team don't have a fraction of the money that the Dodgers do.
No.
Like, it's a fraction.
And they're also on borrowed time with how they're doing their payroll right now, even.
The Dodgers I think clocked in at over 240 this year for their payroll.
But again, it's totally misleading.
And that's completely understood. But the way I'm looking at it is totally different, where I know one Los Angeles Dodger fan personally, one. How many Yankee fans do I know? One sitting in the other room where he'll deny it, but then the other ones who are loud and proud like Sean Marash, and I'd like them to be miserable. Yeah, I'm rooting for the Dodgers.
This is interesting because
I want the Dodgers to win.
Both teams represent what we hate the most about baseball and the disparity.
Yep.
And the fact that those two markets have a bank that we can't have. Their local TV money is outrageously more than what we're getting. We are getting a fraction of what we were supposed to get, which is a fraction of what the other teams are getting.
It's not just the money for me. I think baseball has become such a regional sport, and I know there are New York City Yankees fans, and I know there are LA County Dodgers fans. I don't think they're as good of fans as we are. I just don't think they're as good of The hardcore Guardians fans, I think, are such better fans than those. And I have nothing.
Well, how would you go about? How would you? I'm hearing that because I've heard that my whole life. But how do you know? How do you go about? How do you go about proving that?
I'm over at that ballpark 40 days a summer, and I see it from the people. And there are days, and I've admitted several times, I treat it like the biggest outdoor patio in Cleveland. But
well, that's tough then. That's tough then, Owen, because if I was looking at the fan bases who deserve it, one who deserves more than the other,
right?
Then I have to say Yankee fan. Yankee fans, I know there's a lot of weirdos out there. They are passionate. They are more passionate than a Dodger fan.
Well, they know the history, too. I mean, if you talk to them, they definitely know the history because they've been good forever.
And they do hold their team to a very high standard, probably an unrealistically high standard. If you were talking about who deserves it more, then yeah, I'd have to agree with you. It'd be the Yankees. I just know way more Yankee fans than I would ever know any of them.
And
so
that's
where
I go back to, I don't really care about their fans deserving it or not. I just need it for my fandom. I need the Yankees to win so that I can say, well, we lost to the champs.
Yeah,
the
other way around. I'll tell you this, though. I'm going to pay attention to this World Series. I have not paid attention to World Series in a long time, and I got to thank the Guardians for getting me interested in caring about this series because I know the Yankees now, and the Dodgers, I mean, Ohtani is must-watch. And Aaron Judge, who's been terrible in the playoffs, he's still must-watch.
Yeah.
He still is must-watch. And Stanton in the playoffs is must-watch. There are enough guys in this series.
We learned enough about their lineup over a week and a half to know their lineup is lethal anywhere. I mean, Austin Wells hit the ball, and I didn't even know who that guy was 2 weeks ago.
I still want the Dodgers to win just because it's a path of least resistance, and I don't need to hear any sort of craziness or whatever. I don't want to watch a Yankee victory parade. I don't want to hear any of it from Yankee fan. I don't want to deal with it with Yankee fans. So I'm just going to take the Dodgers. I'm going to hope the Dodgers win. I don't know if I take the Dodgers. Obviously, I've seen a lot more Yankees this year, but I'm gonna hope the Dodgers win. All right, you finally remembered. You brought this up. It was a big deal yesterday because you and I got to clucking about Mike Vrabel. What was this point you wanted to make about Kevin Stefanski's decision?
Yeah, it's a once. I can't imagine there have been other situations like this where you have a coach that is a two-time coach of the year that is on our sidelines, but the team is reeling a year removed from this magical run in which the coach was given so much credit for the run nationally that he won coach of the year for a second time, something they don't like to do. They don't typically like to give a coach that's already won it another one, okay?
All right.
And at the same time, he has the backbone. He has the security, the confidence to bring in another coach that is widely respected and so widely respected that he is going to be one of the hot candidates for the Dallas Cowboys if that job opens up. Any number of teams around the NFL, he's going to be one of the most sought-after coaches in Mike Vrabel. And Stefanski brought him in on the sidelines. And the joke.
So are you saying letting the roofs or the wolves into the rooster's den or whatever the hell it is?
Well,
the hen's den or whatever. The hen house. That's what it is.
Yeah. And I don't know that we've ever had a situation like this.
Yeah, I got the reference.
Where we have both of those guys are going to be in the same spot. The fans are already starting to clamor for Vrabel because he's a hometown kid. That's the other element of this. And he's a Buckeye legend. And he's somebody who has such great roots in Northeast Ohio, and now not only will the fans start to call for this,
well,
what is that going to be like for the organization and Jimmy Haslam, who has got that guy in the building, while other teams and their owners are going to want that guy?
See, I am wrestling with this because I'm like, man, we don't want to do this too because we are still a pro Stefanski show.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't even know if Kevin Stefanski is a pro Stefanski guy himself, but we are pro Stefanski here. I can't ignore the Super Bowl champion, the local guy, the good coach that's now on the sideline. I can't ignore him. I've wrestled this before because I'm going to paint a very bleak picture for everybody who's hoping. At this time yesterday, because I thought even of another point, I said it on 8 last night. How are you going to compete against another team when Mike Vrabel has had a front row seat to all this? He has probably been a confidant of Kevin Stefanski, I would imagine. He has been brought in here to help in whatever way, and he's watched this start to spin out of control. He's watched the reaction, he's seen it all, and he's from Northeast Ohio, so he's seen this a million times. And also, he's got to be about his business. He watched an organization in Tennessee crumble around him. John Robinson gave him bad picks. Then he got blamed. Amy Adams Strunk booted him out of there, and now they're just a ship adrift, and he's probably happy he got out of there. Because right now he has the pick of the litter, right? So you have all these other teams, and I'm thinking, what on earth do we have to compete with? You have other teams that have better cap space, better quarterback situations, maybe higher picks by the time this is all said and done. And he has seen how this thing comes apart, where it always goes apart badly. It goes apart especially badly here. So those are four things that are working against you. Oh, by the way, we don't know what's going to happen with Andrew Berry in this case, right? And we also don't know what's going to happen with Paul DiPodesta. And you have said, oh, well, this is it for Paul DiPodesta. You can't be sure. Well, is Mike Vrabel going to sign up to work with the guy who helped orchestrate this mess that he's hired to clean up? Is he going to do that? But there's a but. We know that when they talked the ownership into going after Deshaun Watson, underline that sentence, then it was all hands on deck. I got to get what I need. And we can pay him whatever we can pay him. Let's go ahead and make that deal. All right, what about Mike Vrabel? You have a fan base right now that the players and fans are arguing with each other. You have a fan base right now that knows that this is going to be a build and probably a tooth-pulling build. What better way to bring these fans back in than if you had to make the move with Kevin? And I don't want him to make the move, but if you did, what better way to do it? Do you sign him a blank check and give him all the power and blow everybody out? Are you willing to make that big of a change philosophically in what you do as a franchise? I can't answer that now. That's the one thing you may have over some of these other franchises.
You would
have it over Dallas.
If Jimmy is that enamored with the guy in the building, if this thing goes really off the rails and he goes to Mike Vrabel and says, come home, we want you here. And Mike Vrabel says, okay, let me call the shots, a la what Josh McDaniels wanted to do, and that was rebuffed. This time around, Jimmy might actually listen to that coach, and that coach might get exactly what he wants.
Or, they might hire a guy who's having a nice 7-0 season right now, and then I'd really have to recuse myself of everything.